Newt Gingrich, U.S. Climate Czar John Kerry is not mentally sound. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 12, 2023. John Kerry's call to end all coal-powered electricity generation is silly and self-destructive, writes former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, and makes the United States look delusional. In his punchy essay, Gingrich insists that it is not hyperbole or exaggeration to call John Kerry crazy, since the word crazy means marked by thought or action that lacks reason. Mr. Kerry's failing mental state was on full display during his recent emotional speech to the United Nations Climate Change Conference, where he made a plea to end all coal-burning power plant construction in the entire world. This was precisely an example of a statement marked by thought or action that lacks reason, Gingrich notes. I'm becoming more and more militant about this because we are not getting where we need to be, Kerry stated at the COP28 conference. Unfortunately, in his incoherent address, Kerry was speaking not merely as a private citizen climate extremist, Gingrich writes, but as a representative of the United States, which makes his rant all the more troubling. Meanwhile, Gingrich notes, at the same climate summit conference, President Sultan Al-Jaber observed that there was no science behind calls to phase out fossil fuels and such an attempt would take the world back into caves. In the real world, Kerry's battle cry is silly, self-destructive, and makes the United States look delusional, Gingrich contends. Despite Kerry's many trips to Beijing, the Chinese Communist government has announced a 42% increase in the production of coal-based electric generation, he writes, and India plans for even more aggressive expansion of its coal capacity. Other countries expanding their coal-based electric generation include Indonesia, Bangladesh, Turkey, Vietnam, Mongolia, and Laos, Gingrich adds. Of course, it makes sense for a cognitively challenged President Joe Biden to have a crazy climate czar in his administration, Gingrich concludes, which makes a switch to new leadership all the more urgent. Follow at Williams Rome.